Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
Cosmic greetings, dear listeners. Grabstack here, coming to you live from aboard the SS Wowzine in the depths of space. Just another day at the Bob Wonder Show. We're on our way to Florp to help my family out of an apparent crisis they're facing. Luckily, our good friend, inventor-slash-tinkerer-slash-builder Lucy Wow had a spaceship buried in her workshop. With a few quick tinkerings, it was up and running, and now we're off. Even though I didn't quite finish packing. And I'm not going to stress about not packing a toaster, nor making sure I had maple syrup or extra bags of chocolate chips. Nope, I won't stress about that, because I'm a light packer and this is a family trip. I don't need my clogs. It's okay. I really don't need my clogs. Right, Bobo Wonder?
No, Grabstack, you didn't need to pack any clogs. I think we'll be fine with the old box of stuff we brought.
I mean, I guess. There were only 12 fried bananas in there. But if you think that's enough...
It's enough. Lucy, thanks again for allowing us to come along with you on your spaceship. You're really helping us out, because there was no way I could have fit in Grabstack's sister's tiny little waffle maker-sized ship.
No, thank you for letting me come on this journey with both of you. I've been itching to get into space for the longest time. I just hope this ship can make it all the way to Florp. I built it a while ago, and there was some issues with it initially, but after some little tinkerings...
And with help from me and...
Helper, Rabbit, Space Maker.
We were able to get it back up and running. I still can't figure out the hyperspeed drive, though, so we'll have to fly to Florp the slow, old-fashioned way.
That's okay, Lucy. It'll be faster than me flying there with Grabstack ourselves.
Oh, golly, everyone! If you look out the starboard side window... You can see the moon! It's a lot bigger than I thought.
Well, yeah, it's bigger when you're closer to it.
It doesn't look like cheese.
It's a common misconception that the moon is made of cheese.
Well, boo to that! I love cheese.
Oh, no!
What's going on?
Poot. Poot. No more poot.
Lucy, what's happening?
The spaceship, it's faltering. We've run out of fuel!
How did that happen? Well, I forgot to refill the spaceship up with fuel before we left.
And I didn't check.
Does this mean we can't make it to Florp?
Yeah. We have no more power, so we'll just have to float off into space. Unless...
Unless? Unless is good. Unless what?
Unless we float over to the moon and see if there's anything we can use for fuel on its surface.
That's a great idea. There has to be something on the moon that we can convert into fuel.
I'll aim the ship in that direction.
Too bad there's no cheese. I could really use a quesadilla right about now.
I'm really sorry about not checking the fuel. I know you two are in a hurry.
I'm sorry too. Shall I play some sad music out of my butt?
No, it's okay. Mistakes happen. We will get there eventually.
On the bright side, I've always wanted to walk on the moon's surface, so this should be cool.
We're touching down in 3, 2, 1. We've landed.
Okay, Lenore, why don't you stay and watch the ship? The rest of us will go out and look for anything that could potentially be turned into fuel. Moon rock, lunar mushrooms, space flowers, anything. And then come back to the ship, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
We'll also be able to communicate through these radios, so everyone grab one.
Woo-hoo-hoo, it's cold out there. I knew I should have brought my poncho.
Stay close to the ship and don't go too far. Don't want anyone getting lost.
Lost on the moon? No, thank you.
The ground is spongy. Interesting. I thought it'd be more rocky.
Look at me bounce. I'm floating up real high. I want to bounce.
Don't bounce too high. You might get thrown off into space.
What? I don't want to get thrown off into space. Bobby, grab me, will ya? Whew, that was close. Sure is quiet out here. I thought there might be some moon people around or something. Not gonna lie, the moon is kind of a snooze fest. Where's all the fun?
Grabstack, this isn't about fun. Just keep looking for sources of fuel.
I'm not finding anything but gigantic rocks and ice formations. Brr, I think my antenna is getting frostbite.
Watch out for the rock slide.
Whoa, that was close.
Where did that rock slide come from?
Over here. Look, just over this ridge.
Whoa!
That's a mighty big crater.
What caused something like this?
A crater is formed by a powerful impact of an asteroid or meteor on the moon's surface. Something banged into the moon long ago and left this hole behind.
Did you see that shiny stuff down at the bottom, or is that just me?
No, I see it. What is that?
I don't see anything.
Kapow, don't lean too far over the edge. Wait, no! Kapow is falling down into the crater!
I'll get him. You two wait up here.
Someone help me! I'm falling down into the crater!
I'll get you, Kapow. Don't worry.
Where did they go? I can't see where they went anymore. The crater is so deep. How much time has passed?
Let me try to reach Bobby on the radio. Bobby! Bobby Wonder! Can you hear me? Hello!
No answer!
It's Lenore, radioing me from the ship.
Lunatix incoming.
Lunatix? What's a lunatix? Does she mean lunatics? Wait a second, something is incoming? Where?
Moon aliens.
I hope they're friendly.
Wait a second, what's that they're carrying above them?
Some sort of animal. Or maybe a robot? I can't tell. Wait a second, that's Kapow.
They are holding Kapow above them, chanting something.
Terakoski Lulu! Terakoski Lulu!
Terakoski Lulu?
Huh, what does that mean?
Hold on, I have my verbiverse that can translate any language in the world to our own.
Earth Goat Hero! Earth Goat Hero!
These moon aliens, they think Kapow is their hero.
Alrighty then. Our journey to Florp has taken a bit of a detour. Well, how about a major detour? We ran out of fuel, landed on the moon, and now Kapow is being potentially worshipped by the local lunar aliens. Thus, Bobby Wonder is missing. And I haven't seen a single bit of cheese on the moon. So disappointing. Let's take a break while we try to figure out what to do next.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, you're back? Oh, that's great. We're still on the moon trying to figure out what is going on. I'm glad Lucy has her verbiverse so we can understand what these aliens are saying. I think they're friendly. They certainly haven't attacked us yet. Let's see what they have to say.
Lucy! Grabstack! So great to see you! Look at all of my new friends!
Kapow, what's going on?
I'm not sure. I just know that every time I burp up nuts and bolts like so, they get happy. And when I play music out of my butt, they get even happier.
If that makes them happy, just wait till I get a chance to perform.
Let me try talking to them through the verbiverse. Hello, my name is Lucy Wow. This is Grabstack. We're from planet Earth.
Hi, Lucy. Hi, Grabstack. My name is Ragamuffin. Welcome to Luna.
Oh, is that what you call the moon?
The moon? No, this is Luna, and we are the Lunarians. Welcome, I am Bristles.
Your friend, the Earth Robot Goat, is fantastic.
We really like it when he burps up metal pieces.
Especially when music comes out of his butt.
I invented him.
You did? But how? He's a work of art.
And funny.
I've heard that said about me, too. I'm a hoot.
But can you play music out of your butt?
I can try. Nope, just a fart.
It's not the same.
Well, sorry. Not all of us are mechanical pygmy-goat robots.
I'm just glad to know you don't worship him as some sort of god.
Oh, no. We just think he's funny. So what brings you to Luna, space travelers?
We actually are just passing through on our way to the planet Florp.
Florp? Never heard of it.
Well, Florp is kind of a big deal, especially because it's where I'm from.
What's your name again?
I get no respect here.
Oh my, you sound awfully hungry. Would you like to come back with us to our village for a bite to eat?
Finally, someone is speaking my language. Yes, please. Can't wait to try some lunar food.
Come this way.
Wait, our friend, Bobby Wonder.
Oh, yeah, I totally didn't forget about him. Whoops.
Have you seen him around? He's about my age and height. Has blue hair?
Blue hair? A choice?
But no, we have not seen him. Now come with us this way. We'll give you some snacks for your journey.
Ooh, lunar snacks? Yes, please.
Okay, but we need to find our friend.
I'm sure Bobby's fine. He has a way of taking care of himself. I know this as his sidekick.
If you say so, Grabstack.
We live down here. in the bottom of the crater.
What are all these shiny crystal rocks?
We're not sure. Whatever created this crater left them behind. We've used them in most of our buildings, but otherwise they're useless to us.
They're not edible. Trust me, we've tried. Not good for the teeth.
I would have been right there with you, biting into them. They look yummy.
Wait till you try our lunar soup cupcakes, though. They are delicious.
Soup cupcakes? I don't even understand how that's possible. Maybe my verboverse mistranslated something.
No, they're called soup cupcakes. You'll see.
And here we are. Welcome to Crater Village.
Whoa, what an amazing place. I've never seen anything like this.
I can only think of one word to say, and that's wow.
Thank you. We know it's pretty impressive with all our buildings being made from lunar stone and running up the crater wall in crisscross designs. It's truly a work of architectural greatness.
Ah, and here comes Nettles with the soup cupcakes.
I gotta try one of these.
Hello, I'm Nettles. Would you like a soup cupcake?
Absolutely. It's so round and cupcakey.
Here goes.
Amazing! Ooh, it's exactly like it sounds. A soup cupcake! Why don't we have this on Earth?
I'm not a big foodie, but that was delish.
So, you agree to stay on Luna with us forever now?
What's that now?
Once you eat a soup cupcake, it's an agreement to stay on Luna with us forever.
Stay on Luna forever? Because we ate soup cupcakes?
That's ridiculous.
Probably should have told us that before we ate the soup cupcakes. They were good, but not that good.
Yeah, anyways, we gotta go. Kapow? Hey, kapow?
Everyone loves me, Lucy. It's so great.
Time to go.
But I don't wanna.
No, kapow, we gotta go. Can I get a few of these soup cupcakes for the road?
Hey, but wait, you can't go.
Y'all have been great, but it's time to fly. Run, Grabstack, run!
I'm not a runner!
I don't know why they're running. We're not even chasing them.
They can totally leave. That soup cupcake thing was just a joke.
Oh, well, we should probably stop doing that. We always scare off visitors that way.
Oh, well, my favorite TV show's about to start.
Ship, a go-go.
Lenore, the ship! How did you get it to work again?
That would be because of me, Bobby Wonder. I got the ship to run again.
Bobby Wonder!
Bobby Wonder! Bobby Wonder!
That's me. Well, after I lost Kapow down in the crater, I found myself surrounded by the shiny moon crystals, and I thought, these must have some function. I gathered as many as I could, melted them with my heat vision to turn them into a fuel, and...
Ship, a go-go.
We see you now. We'll lower down and you can all hop on board.
I'm impressed, Bobby Wonder. You saved us.
I'm a superhero. That's what I do.
All without your sidekick's help?
But you did help me out. Thanks to you, Bunch, for distracting the local Lunarians, I was able to gather up the crystals without them knowing.
Plus, these lunar crystals don't just function as regular fuel. They also work as...
hyperspeed fuel!
Which means we can get to Florp in no time.
Here I come, family!
Goodbye to my favorite aliens ever.
On to the next adventure.
Bobby, you have to try this lunar soup cupcake.
A soup cupcake?
Hyperspeed, activate!
Well, folks, we made it off the moon. Whew, talk about a chaotic detour. Who knew that landing on Luna would lead us to befriend a bunch of aliens and almost getting trapped there all because we ate a delicious treat called a lunar soup cupcake? Huh, I certainly didn't see that coming. But we escaped and now we're finally off the floor. Can't wait to see my family soon. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, never eat the lunar soup cupcake. Although, it was really good. I could actually go for another. Where are those extras I grabbed?
kid, go.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.